Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now friends, what does money do to you? I mean, does it make you want to make the world a better place? Or does it make you more greedy? The title of our lesson is Ow and Ouch. Yes, that's the name of our story. We will find out what ow and ouch mean in our lesson. Or will we? Maybe or maybe not. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Well, today there is a new person in our story, a clever boy. So here's a question for you. What did the boy want from the man? What did the boy want from the man? That is the main character. I know you're going to find the answer. Friends, let's get started.
Ow and ouch. Finally, a very clever boy came to work for the rich miser. When the wages were due, the master told him, "Go to the market before I pay you, and bring me back some ow and ouch. If you come back without them, I will give you 100 strokes of my cane instead of your wages." "If I bring you back what you ask," the boy questioned, "will you pay me my wages and give me your magic bird?"
"I will be glad to," the rich man said,
for he knew the boy could not bring him back something that was not for sale in any market.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 due 这个形容词 ,due 是指应支付的或者是应给的。例如 ,our rent is due on the 5th of each month. 我们的房租每个月的5号要缴。或者是 Melanie definitely needs to stay up tonight because her report is due tomorrow. Melanie 今天晚上一定要熬夜了因为她的报告明天就要交了。Due 也指预期的例如 When is your baby due? 小宝宝的预产期是什么时候呢继续我们看的是 instead of 这个介系词片语光是 instead 这个字呢是一个副词意思是作为替代例如 We don't have any coke How about a root beer instead? 我们没有可乐了换成沙士可以吗若是 instead of something 是指不是某个事物而是另外一件事物例如 instead of going to college like most of his friends, Nathan chose to work first. Nathan 并没有像大部分他的同学一样去上大学反倒是先去工作。Instead of 后面也可以加上人例如 Sherry would rather tell her thoughts to her friends instead of her family. Sherry 宁可跟朋友说他的想法而不愿意告诉他的家人。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so a new person is introduced to the story today. He is a clever boy. Yes, he's a smart boy, and we're going to find out more about his cleverness as we go along.
Oh, we are indeed. We're going to find out exactly how clever this little boy is. Finally, a very clever boy. Wait, Gabe, does that mean that...All the other people that worked for this landowner are actually not very clever.
Yeah, they're dumb. I don't know. I'm just assuming, I guess, they're not as smart or clever as this little boy. Did you like that answer? I don't know.
I mean, I was just kind of wondering because, you know, it says finally a very clever boy, you know, came to work here. And so I guess it made me think that everybody else who worked for this landowner...must not be very smart or clever.
Well, everyone has different strengths. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we're finding out about this boy in particular. We're going to see what his strength was. He's a very smart kid. So this boy came to work for the rich miser. Now, that's an interesting word that we didn't see in yesterday's lesson, miser. But, of course, we got the idea from yesterday's lesson. He's a greedy old man. And often we call greedy old men...Misers. If you're greedy, you're kind of miserable, right? You might be a miser.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be one of those people, a miser. When the wages were due, the master told him, go to the market before I pay you and bring me back some ow and ouch. There are those words again, ow and ouch. Now, before we continue, we're going to talk about this word, due. If something is due, that is the way it's used in our lesson, that just means that money is owed.
That's right. Now, the word due, of course, could be used in other ways. For example, if you have a homework assignment and your teacher says, you need to give me your homework next Friday, then you know your homework is due next Friday. That is the due date.
Right. But in our lesson, it says when the wages were due, that is when it was time for the landowner to pay all of his employees, the master told this boy to go to the market before he pays him. Okay, so I have another example before we move on. You know, if you stay in an apartment, uh-huh. Most apartments require a rent, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure if you're living in an apartment, you have to pay a rent. Well, the rent is usually due either the first or second day of the month, I would say. I guess it kind of depends on the due date. But
yeah, because I pay my rent on the 5th of every month. Okay. So the due date is different for everybody, but it's usually toward the beginning of the month. Now, this word can also be a noun, believe it or not. You could say, give us our due. That means give us what you owe us. All these servants were probably feeling that way. The master owed them some money, but he would never give it to them.
Well, let's find out what happens. If you come back without them, of course, this is the landowner talking to this very clever boy, I will give you 100 strokes of my cane instead of your wages. And the boy answers, if I bring you back what you asked, the boy questioned, will you pay me my wages and give me your magic bird? Whoa.
That's it. That's the answer to the question that I asked earlier.
Oh,
so
what question?
What did the boy want? And he wanted the man's magic bird. Does this mean that the boy was also very greedy like the landowner? Well, I don't know. We don't know yet, but we do know that the boy is asking for something that seems kind of impossible. We continue on here. I will be glad to, the rich man said, for he knew the boy could not bring him back something that was not for sale in any market.
I wonder what's going to happen. This story is getting very intense. Well, let's talk about this word, the words that you see in the lesson, for sale. Now, of course, if you go to a store, like a supermarket, you see lots of items that are for sale. Maybe you see different vegetables or potatoes and fruit. Those are items that are for sale. If you go to a big SOGO department store, you might see couches that are for sale or even ovens or refrigerators.
That's right. So the idea is that you are selling something.
Mm-hmm.
It's for sale. You're selling it. You're not giving it away. You're not renting it to somebody. You're selling it. My books are for sale. You can buy my books. However, there's a related phrase, and that is on sale. So if something is on sale, that means, of course, they're selling it as well, but they're selling it at a cheaper price. It's discounted. It's on sale.
For example, let's say that you go to a supermarket and you're looking at some of the, you're looking at the chips and you notice, oh, wow, the chips are usually 99 NT, but today they're on sale for 70 NT. You could say that the chips are on sale. You better buy enough or a lot.
You know, Rebecca,
the
coffee is cheaper today. It's a discounted price. Are you going to buy the coffee?
No, Gabe. You know that I don't drink coffee, so why would I want to go buy coffee, even if it's on sale?
It's on sale.
Even if it's on sale, but I'm not going to drink it.
Okay.
So, Gabe, I know that you are going to go to the store and buy some coffee, and I'm not going to follow you there.
You're not going to follow me there?
I'm going to follow you there.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca, don't you realize I have a big following?
Do you really?
Well, not really, but it is time for
The Info Cloud.
Big following?
Yeah.
Is it?
Hello, friends. If you want to give someone a list of specific information, It's a good idea to first tell them that the information is coming up so they can start paying attention.
Right. So how do we tell them that? Well, we can use one of two phrases. One is the phrase as follows. For example, my birthday requests are as follows. When somebody hears that, they'll start paying attention and expect to find out what your birthday requests are.
Another phrase we can use is the following. So using the same example, we can say, my birthday requests are the following.
Please note that while the two phrases mean the same thing, we should not get them mixed up. Use one or the other. A good way to remember as follows is that both words end with an S.
And since the word following in the following is used as a noun, we need to add the in front of it.
Finally, a word about pronunciation if you're using these phrases in writing. Be sure to put a colon, not a period, after either of these phrases.
我们写文章或演讲的时候，若是需要把几个事项列出如下，在英文有两个讲法，一个是 as follows， 比如说 my birthday requests are as follows， 以下是我过生日的要求，注意到 follows 后面要加 s。另一个讲法呢是 the following， 所以同一句话也可以说 my birthday requests are the following。如果你要用文字表示呢，要注意这两句话的标点符号，句尾要打上一个 colon， 冒号而不是句号。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Well, hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning with a lesson called Ow and Ouch. Man, well, someone new was introduced to the story today. He was a clever boy who was going to get something for the rich owner, the rich landowner from the market. He was going to get Ow and Ouch and bring it back to the landowner. But how is this possible? I guess we're just going to have to find out with our next reading. Ow! Just kidding.
Ow and Ouch. When the boy came back, he would punish the boy and make all his servants never again ask for their wages. The boy ran all the way to town. There, he bought two gourds. He hollowed them both out and put a bee into one and a wasp into the other. Then he hurried back to his master. "Master, I have brought you Ow and Ouch," said the boy as he held out the two gourds. All the servants stood watching.
OK， 接下来我们看 hollow 这个字。hollow 当形容词是指空的或空心的，例如 a hollow tree 是指一棵空心的树，或者是 hollow cheeks 是指凹陷的脸颊。但是 hollow 在课文中是当动词，而且它是一个不及物动词，所以如果要挖空什么的话，是用 hollow something out 这个片语。例如 the house's supporting beam was hollowed out by termites。这栋房子的主梁被白蚁给蛀空了，或者是 the tunnel was hollowed out by heavy-duty German-made drills. 这个隧道是用德国制造的坚固耐用的钻子挖出来的。最后我们看的是 wasp 这个名词。wasp 是指黄蜂或马蜂，例如 the wasp sting on the boy's arm got so infected that he was hospitalized. 这个男孩手上被黄蜂叮咬的地方感染得很严重，所以得住院。或者是 the wasps suddenly swarmed out of their nest and started to attack the passersby. 这些黄蜂突然倾巢而出，开始攻击路过的人。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so continuing this lesson, we read when the boy came back, he would punish the boy and make all his servants never again ask for their wages. So just as a reminder, what had happened was this boy had been sent to town to bring back some ow and ouch. And of course, the landowner agreed that he would give the boy his magic bird if he could do it.
Right. So he thinks, of course, the boy's not going to bring back any ow and ouch. Ow and ouch don't exist, right? The boy ran all the way to town, however. There he bought two gourds. Ah, it seems like the boy has a plan in mind. He didn't just walk to town. He's not worried about what he's going to do. He ran to town and he bought some gourds.
And what did he do? There he bought the two gourds. He hollowed them both and put a bee into one and a wasp into the other. Before we find out what's going to happen, let's talk about this phrase, to hollow something out. This just means that you remove all the insides of something. This actually reminds me of like September, October, back in the States, when we get those big pumpkins.
Yes.
And we hollow out the pumpkins and then put a light, like a candle, inside of it.
Yes, yes, of course, you hollow the pumpkins out mm-hmm. and you make a jack-o'-lantern, mm-hmm. especially for Halloween. If you want to make a jack-o'-lantern, you need to hollow the pumpkin out. You're taking all the seeds and all that stickiness out of the pumpkin to make it hollow.
That's right, but there are other things you can hollow out. You can hollow out a tree trunk and turn it into a canoe.
Oh.
That's what Native Americans used to do way back when.
Yes, maybe you can tell that I have a little bit of a cold, friends. I would like to hollow my nose out so that I sound normal again.
Oh, please don't do that, Gabe. That might be a little...
Yeah, maybe not now.
Disturbing. Interesting. Yeah. But back to our lesson.
Yes, back to the lesson.
About this boy. What happens?
Well, he has these two gourds, right? You know, there are many different kinds of gourds. In Chinese, a gourd is some kind of gua, right? So, nangua, like pumpkin. Pumpkin is actually a kind of gourd. Okay, so he has these two gourds. He has a bee in one and a wasp in the other. Then he hurried back to his master. Now, first of all, Rebecca, I've stepped on a bee before.
Have you?
Bare feet.
Yes, me too.
It stung.
A lot.
A lot. It hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm. Did you say ouch?
Oh, I said more than ouch. I think I was crying. Ouchie, 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 ouchie.
So did you say ow and ouch?
I thought, well, maybe I did. But Rebecca, have you ever been stung by a wasp?
Oh, have I? I feel like I have.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah, that hurts too. It came up to me one time. I was just minding my own business, doing my own thing, and then this wasp comes up to me and like stings my hand.
Ouch. Did you say ow or ouch?
Let me think. I don't remember, but I definitely think I said either ow or ouch. Probably
yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, probably ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we all have our word of choice, right? Well, friends,
yeah.
If you get stung by a bee or a wasp, you will probably say one of these words. Maybe you would say ouch or another four-letter word. But we continue on here. Master, I have brought you ow and ouch, said the boy as he held out the two gourds. All the servants stood watching. I think the servants knew what the boy was doing.
Yeah, perhaps so. But you know something, Gabe? This boy is definitely very clever, but I also think that he's maybe just a little bit sneaky.
Oh,
you know the word sneaky?
Uh-huh.
He does something. He has a plan. And then he does something in a very secretive way, so nobody else knows what's going on, specifically the master.
That's right. Actually, these servants don't know what's going on yet either, but we know what's going to happen, right, friends? Sometimes the audience or the readers know what is going to happen before the other characters in a story. So even before we get to tomorrow's part of our lesson, I think you know that this boy is very sneaky. You know what his plan is.
Now, you can use sneaky in many different ways. Of course, sneaky can refer to someone being a little unfair, or doing something unkind in a very secretive way, or you can use it to mean that you just do something behind someone's back or in a secret way to encourage other people. So, for example, Tim was so sneaky. When no one was looking, he went to every desk, and left an encouraging note and a chocolate bar.
Oh, that's being sneaky in a good way. Well, friends, use this word sometime today, but for right now, it is time for the SC Challenge.
Hello, and welcome to the SC Challenge. Well, today, Amanda has chosen to join us. Amanda, how are you feeling about the SC Challenge right now?
I'm a little bit scared, but also excited.
A little bit scared and excited. That's a good place to be. Well, of course, today's lesson is a fairy tale. It's not a true story, right? And one of the characters in the story is asked to do something that just doesn't really make sense. So, Amanda, my question for you today is, when assigned to do a task that doesn't really seem to make much sense, how do you typically respond, or how would you respond?
Ooh, if the task doesn't make much sense, I think I would ask the question why, so I could understand the task further.
So you would ask the person who has given you this task why? Mm-hmm. And what if the person doesn't respond? Do you think that you would actually continue with the task?
Yes, I probably would continue the task unless I run into any trouble or danger or something that I don't feel comfortable with.
Because sometimes we're assigned to do things that don't really make sense, and it's not until afterwards we realize what the purpose was.
Right.
So in your eyes, how important is wealth? You know, some people think that it's really important to have lots of money and to do things that are going to make a lot of money. Mm. But what do you think?
I don't think wealth is that important. I think that your health is more important than wealth. Because coming from New Zealand, I think we concentrate more on our health and the environment and just enjoying life. Having enough money to enjoy life.
Ah, interesting. And my last question for you is, what do you think is the true sign of success?
For me, because I am a relationship person, I like to have good relationships with people. I think a sign of success is having good relationships in your life.
Excellent answer. Well, friends, what do you think is the true sign of success? And do you think the character in the story was actually successful? Think about that. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Amanda, for participating. And friends, we'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
So how exactly is the boy in our story, clever or sneaky?
That's a good question. I guess you're going to have to join us tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom to find out.